We're back.
Hi, Daph.
Hello.
What was that?
I don't know.
Okay.
A phrase.
Good. Oh, we're back.
We're back. How are you?
Good.
Good. Nobody gives a fuck.
Nope.
Okay. My disturbing fact.
Yep. They care. They may care about that. They may not.
They may or they may not, but I'll tell them anyway.
Yeah. I need to know.
There's this weird thing that chickens do. Female chickens, hens, they can have sex reversals. Like spontaneously, sporadically, a female hen can turn into a rooster.
What?
Yeah. It doesn't happen terribly often. It's a rare occurrence when it does happen, but it can happen. So basically what happens is they get some hormonal imbalances and then it causes damage to their left ovary, which results in them getting more male-like hormones starting to happen in their systems. And then their phenotype changes all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And then they all of a sudden like develop a larger comb. Then they get spurs and then they start crowing like roosters do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm raising my eyebrows and stuff, which doesn't make for good podcasting.
Their like genetic profile will still read as like a female. But like, yeah, they're all of a sudden just start like developing all these characteristics and hormones that roosters have.
Do you think it's from endocrine disruptors, like burning bad candles or air fresheners?
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Chickens have bad candles in their chicken coops.
Yeah. Or air freshener doesn't work for them.
Plug-ins or something.
Right. Or it's just all the bad shit in the environment.
What are you talking about?
What? I thought the environment was clean.
So I'm guessing when this happens, they can no longer lay eggs.
I think that that's, yes, true.
And why, though? Why?
It just says it just happens. That okay. They all of a sudden have a hormonal imbalance. Their left ovary starts to malfunction.
Specifically their left ovary.
Specifically, yes, it's their left ovary that starts to have a malfunction. Mm-hmm. And then they start getting male hormones.
I want to know how they determine that it's the left ovary and not the right ovary.
How do we know specifically?
Maybe if you're facing the chicken, is it the left ovary or the right ovary? If you're behind the chicken,
you're too much.
I'm sorry. I'm hung up on this left ovary thing.
Left ovary, not left ovary. It's not like a leftovers eatery.
Right. That'd be an interesting concept. I had these last night for dinner at my house. Now I'm going to sell them to you in my restaurant.
Right. People would probably buy it.
Yeah. Probably just to be different and weird.
Yeah. Well, I feel like if you're like a top-notch chef, then it would be a thing.
Not just me.
Yeah, not just you. Well, you are a top-notch chef, though.
Oh, thanks.
You are. You're a very good cook.
I was going to say, here's my leftover Kraft macaroni and cheese. But we rarely.
Yeah, especially now since I don't eat gluten.
Fucking bitch.
It sucks.
I know. I hate it.
Me too.
I hate it for all of us.
But guess who's going to eat gluten tonight?
You are, and then you're going to feel like shit tomorrow.
No. I ate it last night. I don't feel like shit today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I ate it the other day, too, because I've been going out to eat recently.
Well, so you just make me suffer.
You suffer?
Yeah, I can't have gluten. There's no gluten.
Well, I should be having it, like, be gluten-free probably, like, 95% of the time.
So when you're with me.
Is the 5% of the time that could perhaps be an exception to my life?
No. That's... Yeah, no, because you have yet to be gluten-free when you're with me since you switched to being gluten-free. Anyway, no one cares.
No one gives two shits.
No.
Sorry, my friend's calling me. It's Alyssa.
Okay.
Knee slapping Sally Hickok.
Nice.
Yep.
Okie dokie. Well, I have my phone on airplane mode and I turned off my Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's the first time ever.
No, it's fine.
It's normally you who gets the phone calls.
That's why I'm just saying I turned off my Wi-Fi and I'm in airplane mode so no one can get through.
Okay. What you got for me today?
I have the Dakota, which is an apartment building.
Where is it at?
It is a famous apartment building that's next to Central Park on the Upper West Side of Manhattan in New York City.
So it's in New York.
It's in New York City. And it's really fucking cool building because I've you can't go in it, but I went by it. Like I parked right
you
there.
You can't go in it, but I got in it.
No, I couldn't. You can't. Cause there's like a doorman and you can't get in. But they're like, we went to Central Park when I went to New York, like 2 years ago almost. And we parked like right there. And I was like, oh my God, this is the Dakota. So I have pictures of it. It's such a cool fucking building. And I knew the history of it. Not the history, not all the history, but some of the history.
Is this where Daphne lived?
What?
Daphne, the bad seed.
No. I don't know. She lived somewhere else. She did not live in the Dakota.
Well, I'm assuming that there's some lore to the Dakota. Otherwise, we wouldn't just be like. And then the marble floors were finished in 2008 for the last time that they've ever been finished. And the countertops, since an apartment 208C, have been.
208C. I don't know that there is any 208C. I don't think there are any Cs. I think it's either 208. Or 209.
Okay. The room in the kitchen of 208, which is referred to as room C because it's for servant C.
All right. Are you ready for me to roll on this?
Yeah.
Okay. Construction started on the Dakota October 10th. No, not that. October 25th. Of 1880 and was finished October 27th of 1824. So it took literally 4 years and 2 days to build it.
Started in 1880 and that was finished in 1824?
1884. In 1884. The fuck? Yeah. Okay. It was finished it was started.
I was like, over 1924 and that's a fucking no. 44 years to build an apartment building.
Well, it happens, especially if you have shitty workers. Super and opulent. Yeah, shitty workers and can't get materials.
Oh, God, now I'm going to have that sound.
Okay, so anyway, that was not true. It wasn't 1824. It wasn't finished before it was started.
Okay.
Okay, so.
That's just another rumor we made up.
Right. We'll see if it catches. So it was finished in 1884, and it was Edward Clark, who was the head of the Singer Sewing Machine Company, who had this architect named Henry Janeway Hardenburg come up with this design for the building. And like this Clark dude, he was poor. And then he went with some other dude. Like I didn't get into it. I just read it. And so I don't know what the other dude is. But he went to some other dude and he was like, will you invest with me? Because I have this sewing machine and I think it's a badass sewing machine. And so the two of them together built this empire of the Singer sewing machine.
Okay.
Of the Singer sewing machine company. Sewing machines are still around. Yeah. Like still okay. being manufactured.
Okay, so here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to sew. So yeah. I wouldn't know anything about sewing machines.
Me either, but I...
Other than you're not supposed to prick your finger like Sleeping Beauty on the spindle.
That was not a sewing machine.
It's a spindle.
Yeah, that was like... She was like fucking pulling wool or some shit.
Isn't that like sewing?
No.
Spindle?
Totally different.
Okay. Sorry, so, clothing manufacturing, it all runs together in my brain.
So anyway, he had all this money and he didn't know what to do with it. So he has this architect come up with this building and the idea. So it was Clark's idea, but the architect like put it together. And so the idea for this building,
not that you can see my face, but I'm like raising my eyebrows. I'm like, spit it like, out, Mom.
Clark's idea was super impressive, and it was designed as an upscale co-op building in Manhattan's Upper West Side, as I already said, right?
Co-op building? What does that mean?
Like an apartment. At the time, like living...
cohabitational?
Yes. Co-op, like it's a cooperative. Lots of different people live in the same building. Okay. So at this time, living in apartments was a new concept, and the Dakota lured in the elite and the wealthy. And there were 65 apartments in the 10th.
So there's no 208.
There's not, probably.
It's probably just 1 through 65.
Maybe. But anyway, it was a 10-story building and every single apartment had a different layout. So it's not like apartments now where you're like, this is a one bedroom, this is a two bedroom.
Here's the layout. They have the same floor up. Plan.
Yeah, exactly. So every single one of these apartments had a different layout. It had they all had 14-foot ceilings though, and floors that were inlaid with mahogany, oak, and cherry wood. They all had state-of-the-art kitchens. And they had elevators, which obviously that's like a pretty new concept. And a central private garden in the courtyard that had two fountains, which were also skylights for the basement. So the basement must have went under the courtyard, obviously.
Yeah.
And the courtyard also had a tennis court and a croquet field.
This place sounds nice.
It's so, like I said, I only saw it from the outside, but when I saw it, I was like, I know this building. So each apartment also had servants' quarters. And on the
10th... That's literally what I said. 208, room C. C. Yes. Servant C.
Except for servant starts with an S, but sure.
Like servant person's name starts with a C.
Oh, Clarence.
Carson.
Okay.
Yeah. Clarence also works.
Carol.
Yeah.
Okay. So... Anyway,
Christina.
Yeah, with a C, not a K.
Yeah, well, yes.
Your teeth are really white, like serial killer white.
Really?
It's kind of creepy.
That's kind of exciting.
Is it?
Yeah, because I've looked at them the past several few days and gone, I need to bleach my teeth. They're so yellow.
I need to bleach my teeth, but I'm like
next to you. You think I have serial killer white teeth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, now I'm like, and my teeth are paling.
But then you look at like that one creepy dude on the Netflix special, whatever the fuck his name is. Oh, man, he had his own Netflix special and he had like the worst teeth of anyone. Like, I can't watch it because his teeth are so bad.
Well, and Richard Ramirez had really bad teeth.
Yeah, I know.
But I think some serial killers have really nice teeth and smiles. And that's why you're like, oh, he couldn't possibly be a serial killer. Look at
Daphne.
Or she couldn't possibly be a serial killer.
Look at those serial killer white teeth.
Yeah, your teeth are freaking white. Okay, any hoodles. Where was I? Okay, so... I said that they had servants' quarters, and then that led you down the rabbit hole of C and all that. Okay. On the 10th floor, there was a gymnasium and a playroom, which have since been converted into more apartments.
So there's more than 65 apartments.
Now there are, yes.
There's 67.
67. It was called the Dakota because at the time, this area was rural and very remote.
It wasn't so, Central Park.
Not anymore. Yeah. Yeah. Now it is not rural and not remote. It is busy, busy, busy.
Okay.
So no, not Central Park.
Wait, you said it drew in because of the opulence. It drew in all like these wealthy people though at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So how did they find out about it?
I'm sure just word of mouth. People are moving to New York City.
If it was rural at the time, then that's why I'm confused.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how rural it was, but I mean, now it's like insanely busy in that area.
Yeah.
It's very busy. But yeah, so I don't know how rural it was and how remote it was, but I'm sure people were like.
Have you ever seen that video of the world's smallest apartment in New York?
No.
It's literally maybe the size of the storage room in the basement, like that little baby room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like the guy just built like a little, like a level above, like a little stairway. And so you walk in, you have to like duck your head down. And then there's like a kitchen, a couch, and then like a little ladder that goes up to a bed.
So it's like a tiny house.
It's even more intense than a tiny house, I think.
No, I haven't seen it.
And the like, I think actually he just has the sink in the bathroom.
Oh, so he has a shitchen?
A shit shin, yeah.
Like we had.
We had a shit shin at one point, yeah. That happened to us. I'm sorry, I'm bumping the drawer. Yeah, we had a shit shin. We were getting our countertops redone. And so we had to use the bathroom to like wash dishes and stuff. It was really fun.
Yeah, we didn't really cook that much during that time though. But like,
no, we didn't.
We like if we wanted to eat grapes or anything, we had to wash them in the shit shin.
Yeah.
And coffee, because we did do coffee still.
Oh, yeah. Need coffee. Coffee is life.
Yeah.
Need coffee.
Where's the coffee? It's in the shit shin.
In the shit shin. We don't have a counter to put it on, so it's in the shit shin.
Right.
That was crazy.
Shall we get back to it?
Yeah.
Because no one cares.
No one cares about our shit shin.
No one cares about our shit shin. So it was called the Dakota. I already said that. Because it was remote and it was rural. And the Dakota, the name Dakota came from the Dakota Indians, which are a brand. They're a branch of the Sioux tribe. And that guy, that Clark guy, like he was fascinated by them and he had seen the Indians and stuff.
The guy, the singer sewing.
Yeah, the Clark dude.
Not Lewis and Clark.
But yeah, maybe. I don't know. But
because
they weren't in that area. So he said that the massive German Gothic combo French Renaissance revival building was as remote as, quote, the Dakota Territory. And that was a quote from Clark. Okay.
Okay.
So Clark would not
Lewis and.
not Lewis and. Clark would not live to see the completion of his dream building. He died 2 years before the Dakota was finished. He died in 1882.
Does he haunt it?
And it's still not easy to get an apartment in the Dakota, besides just like it being cost prohibitive, because the prices range from $4.5 million to $20 million for an apartment.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But they also have...
And they're owners. They're not...
Yeah, they
not renters. It's not a renter.
No.
I mean, unless there is renters in there, but there's...
There's not. Because they have a board who examines and judges each application. And so they're not going to let renters in there. There's no way.
Is there any Airbnbs?
No. No.
Oh, wow.
It's an exclusive building. So Billy Joel, Cher, Madonna, Antonio Banderas, and Melanie Griffith are some of the famous people who have applied to live there and have been denied.
Oh, wow. Even Madonna?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Cher.
She'll make the building feel like a virgin.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sure. Some of the more famous people who have lived or live at the Dakota are Boris Karloff. So he's the original Frankenstein guy.
Okay.
Like from the old movies, you know? And Harlan Coben, who is a writer of mystery and thriller novels, and he has like a collection of shows on Netflix currently.
Okay.
So he lives there. Judy Garland lived there. Aww. Lauren Bacall lived there. Rosemary Clooney lived there. Leonard Bernstein, Maury Povich, and Connie Chung.
They're married.
You know, Maury Povich and Connie Chung are married.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they are. And they live there. And also,
isn't Maury dead? Maury Didn't Povich? He just die?
I don't know.
I think he just died recently.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It was Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer died a little bit ago, but yeah.
I feel like one of them died.
I know Jerry Springer did.
Okay, well, maybe Maury
did. But anyway, so also, John Madden also lived there.
I don't know who that is.
The Raiders coach, the football dude. Madden, the game.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
Also,
I guess I didn't know what his first name was.
The Dakota is said to be haunted by several ghosts or spirits that have been seen or heard over the years.
Is Clark one of them?
Clark is said to be the first official ghost to haunt the Dakota. Although he never lived there because it wasn't finished again until 2 years after he died in the 1930s.
Mom, he still lives there.
He does.
Don't fucking knock him.
He never lived there.
No, he's there.
His ghost is there.
His spirit is there. He lives there. That's where he resides. In the afterlife, he's like, this is my stomping grounds. Place. This is my crib. This is where I live. I want to be in 208C. I'll be in 208C.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Or number 67. That's my digs.
In the 1930s, an electrician was working in the basement of the building, and he reported seeing a short man dressed in, quote, old-fashioned clothes with pince-nez glasses, which are those glasses that, like, sit on your nose, and they don't have any, like, sidearm thingies. They just are, like, right here. They're over your eyes.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, they just literally, you just pluck them on your nose and look through them, and it, like, I'm assuming if you tilt forward, they're going to fall off your face.
Like the goat professor from...
Yeah.
Wicked.
Wicked, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So he was dressed in old-fashioned clothes, had those glasses, and he had a bad wig.
Okay.
And the electrician said that he felt like Clark was unhappy with his work because Clark would glare at him and stare real angrily looking at him. And then he would shake his wig at him, which that's fucking creepy as shit.
Okay, so I kind of flinched a little, like clenched my whole body, whatever. Just a little bit when you said an electrician was working in the basement. I was like, oh, he died. And then you're like, he saw a little man. I was like, oh, he didn't die.
Nope, he didn't die.
He just saw a little man named Clark.
That is correct. That's who they think he is.
Yeah.
And you can't talk about the Dakota without talking about one of its most famous residents of all time, former Beatle John Lennon and his wife Yoko Ono, who bought their apartment in 1973.
Is this where he got shot? Like where he was living when he got shot?
Yep.
Oh.
They bought their seventh floor apartment from an actor named Robert Ryan, who I never heard of. So I looked him up, but he's like in a bunch of old Western movies like The Wild Bunch. And like that was the only one I'd ever heard of.
Like I've never heard of that.
But like there was a bunch of them. So I was like, OK, he's an old Western actor, right?
Yeah.
His wife, Jessie, had died in the apartment a year before. So in 1972, she died in the apartment from cancer. And so then the Ryan guy, he sold the apartment. But he died shortly after. His wife is there. John had a strong belief in the afterlife. And so John and Yoko Ono get this medium to come in to their apartment and conduct a seance. And Jessie immediately came through and she said that she intended to stay, but like she wasn't going to like do anything. She just wanted to stay there. She wasn't going to like disrupt anything or be malicious. She just wanted to be there. But they felt like her spirit was there. So that's why they had the medium come in. Like they felt like something was there.
I always wonder, what was that movie with Nicole Kidman? The one where she was a ghost.
Oh, The Others?
The Others, yes. I was going to say The Outsiders, but I'm like, that's not The Outsiders. But yes, it was like, it's something like that with the name. No, The Outsiders is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Anyway, no, The Others. I always wonder, like, with ghosts, if it's like that. Like, do they know that they're dead? I guess they do, right? To some extent. Or some of them do. Because some of them, like, if they come through to a medium that they say, like, I just want to stay here, like, I know. Or maybe they don't, like, recognize the trauma behind it. But, you know, they know this is where they want to be. This is where they are. And this is where they want to be.
Right.
And whatever. But, you know, like, when she was, like, trying to ghost hunt. And then it was, like, turned out she was the ghost.
Yeah.
And
in The Sixth Sense, too, that little boy's the ghost.
Yeah. Same with that whole fucking several, all of the seasons, basically, one main character or another in The Ghost Whisperer. Yeah. That too.
Yep. 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 I was going to say, but that's not real. Like the other ones are.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But that's just a show, legit. Not a movie. So it's not real.
But yeah, no, I wonder if it's kind of like that, that, you know, it's like,
I guess we won't know until we're done.
Why the fuck are these people making breakfast in my kitchen? And then you go try and touch a pan and you're like, I can't even touch the pan. Like, right. I just go through the pan.
Your hand goes through the pan, like in the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you're like a strong and powerful enough thing to like
to move it, then you're crazy strong.
You're like evil, built up power, built up rage.
I don't know if it's necessarily evil, but it just definitely means that you have a lot of power.
A lot of strength.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I just always think, whenever we talk about ghosts, that's always like a thought that passes through my brain.
Well, and especially not if with we this ghost about, is like, hey, not, I'm here, I'm going to stay. Yeah, I'm going to stay.
I'm going to stay here.
I'm going to stay.
Not necessarily like demonic beings, like when we talked about Annabelle and other presences, but just like a ghost that lurks, like when you did your episode on the place in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Like if those ghosts know that they're dead, the Stanley, if they know that they're dead. Don't Sorry. Know. That's just a thought that I just have to address that. Because
I guess we're going to have to wait until we're dead to find out.
Okay.
And then we won't be able to tell anybody what we found out because we'll be dead.
I was going to say, I'll report back to you, but I don't know if I'll be able to.
Right.
Oh, that's a really sad thought, dying and never being able to talk to you again.
Aw, don't say that. And I'll be dead first because you're like, I'll report to you. I'm like, well, I'll be way dead by then.
Aw, that's really sad. Okay, keep sad going. Day. Keep talking about the dead lady who just wants to stay in her apartment. Why don't you?
Well, it sounds like a great apartment, actually.
It does. It sounds cool. Sounds bougie.
On more than one occasion, John said that he saw the ghost of the, quote, the crying lady in the apartment. And the crying lady ghost is said to be the ghost of a woman who lived in the Dakota in the early 1900s and lost her young daughter in a tragic accident. And the woman was said to be grief-stricken and inconsolable, and her ghost continues to haunt the Dakota to this day, and she goes around crying.
I wonder if she has the Kim Kardashian crying face. You know what exactly what I'm talking about.
Don't know.
Yes, you do.
I literally had the
sticker on my car.
No, I know the Kim Kardashian crying face, but I don't know if the crying ghost has it or not.
I'm just simply stating, I wonder if she does, because that's what I think of when I think of crying is Kim's open mouth. Like,
I think of someone we know taking Snapchats of themselves crying and then there's sending also them that, to us or to you and you showing me and us being like, really? Look, I'm crying. Here's my Snapchat. Okay.
His taco was too spicy. I have a paper cut.
All of the things.
Yeah. And then she'd cry.
And then she'd cry. So the crying lady's still in the Dakota. People still report seeing her today.
Very different thoughts passing through our brains with the crying lady. Very different. Is it Kim Kardashian sitting on the couch going, and you're like, is it person that we know taking Snapchats crying?
And I'm thinking, no, it's this. I was throwing that out there. But I have a vision of a 1900s woman crying, being very sad.
In hysteria.
Being grief-stricken. Maybe not hysterical, but just being really fucking sad.
Well, you know, they thought that women had mental health crises because of our periods.
Well,
in our hormones.
Do have mental health
crises. I know, but they were like, women have hysteria. There's nothing wrong with men.
Well, that was a different kind of hysteria.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sure. I feel like you're not, but okay.
Well, I'm half sorry.
Just kidding. On December 8th, 1980, Lennon was returning from a recording session with Yoko.
Session.
With Yoko Ono when he was shot by Mark David Chapman while entering the Dakota. He staggered up the five steps to the lobby of the building, bleeding from his mouth as well as from the bullet wounds. And he said, I'm shot. And then he collapsed on the floor and he died.
It's like American Horror Story. He's like, I need to make it inside so I can stay here.
Basically. And John Lennon's ghost is said to have been seen in the lobby where he died, surrounded by an eerie glow. According to Ghost Hunting in New York City, which is one of those guided ghost tours, which are badass, and I love them.
Did you take one when you were there?
No. I didn't have time to do that, but I would have been so upset
with you because I was already upset that you went without me.
No, I...
And then I was like, I know you were there for like a really quick like weekend, but I was already upset. And then I'm like, really, if this bitch is a ghost tour?
No, I'm just saying, I love ghost tours and it would be great to do that.
But that would be really cool. But I love the walking ghost tour in Key West.
And the riding one.
Yeah, they're both phenomenal.
Yeah, because the riding one takes you to Robert the Doll.
There's a really cool one in the Denver area called Banjo Billy's too.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did the Boulder one.
We've done the Boulder one before.
And then we did that one through Cheeseman Park.
The walking ghost tour, yeah.
Yeah. Any hoodles.
There's a lot of cool ghost tours in Colorado, too.
A lot of them everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love the ghost.
Love the paranormal community. Love the guided
ghost tours. Very cool. So one guest on the tour said that she spotted Lennon and she wanted to approach him. But because of the way he looked at her, she decided not to.
Like, probably a good idea.
Right. And Yoko Ono keeps, because I think as far as I read, she still has her apartment there.
She's still alive?
Yeah, she's still alive. So she has his ashes in their apartment. And she says that she's often encountered his spirit. And she said on one occasion in particular, she saw him sitting at his piano. And he told her, don't be afraid, I'm still with you.
I was going to say, I feel like if you're still alive and you have these experiences like with someone who brings you peace and comfort, you probably wouldn't want to sell and you probably wouldn't want to leave. I mean, it's probably painful, you know, to be there every day too, because this is where my husband got killed. But on the flip side, if like he's still hanging around there and he's, you know, don't be afraid, I'm still with you, probably is some kind of level of comfort that it's like, I don't want to leave.
Yeah, probably. Except for they had a really weird marriage. But anyway, we won't go there.
I don't know anything about their marriage.
Yeah, it was strange.
Okay.
It wasn't very happy, I don't think. I think it was up and down happy.
Okay.
But anyway, that's...
Neither here nor there. We're talking about John Lennon's ghost giving people weird faces.
Yeah. And I could do an episode on that because it's
kind of... You should. I don't really know.
Disturbing-ish.
Well, it's a murder.
Lennon's a murder. Okay, we can go with that. But like their marriage is kind of like...
Well, you could talk about it in the episode.
Interesting.
Kind of like you had to talk about Nancy Spungen's upbringing and how freaking nutty that was.
Right. Well, not her upbringing.
But her upbringing was terribly nutty.
Well, but it wasn't her fault. Her parents were good.
Yeah, her parents were great. She was the nutty one.
Yes, like the nutty professor. Okay, back to it.
Who's the nutty professor?
It's that movie with Eddie Murphy.
I don't know.
But it's like way older than that. That was a remake. Any hoodles.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. Sorry. When two people with ADD have a podcast,
you may proceed.
In 1965, actress, singer, and comedian Judy Holliday died in her Dakota apartment. And the Smiths, so this couple, who purchased the apartment, hired three men to repaint it and refinish the woodwork. And the workers said that they felt as if they were being watched the whole time. And they also saw the ghost of a little boy about 10 years old from the early 1900s who had a musty smell and wore a Buster Brown suit, which you'd have to look that up, but I know what it is, so I can picture it in my brain. But they also saw what is known as the, quote, creepy ghost, and that is the ghost of a man, but he has a boy's face. So he's like a full-grown adult man, but has like a little kid's face.
Ooh, weird.
Creepy, right?
Yeah, that's a creepy ghost for sure.
And
what's the story of these people?
I don't have a story. It's just apparently that they're attracted to this apartment or workers or something. After the work was done, one of the workers had to go back and do some touch-up painting in a large closet. And while while he was in there working on it, the closet door slammed shut and the light went off. And so he gets off the ladder and he uses it to prop open the closet door. And then he turned the light back on because it was literally like flipped off. And he felt something grab his arm and push it against the hot light bulb.
Oof.
Yeah. Oof is right.
I don't like that.
Another couple, Frederick and Suzanne Weinstein, who live in a third floor apartment, have heard footsteps and they've heard noises in their home. In the dining room, rugs and chairs have slid on their own, just across the room.
Okay.
One day when Frederick was coming home, he just saw...
Just casually. They're just like...
Oh, hey.
Yeah, it's just like a... A slip and slide.
Or
there's just baby oil underneath, just sliding everywhere. Or what is that thing where there's like condensation on the table and like your cup moves around?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but I know.
It's like that, yeah.
But with rugs and chairs.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Leviosa. It's not Leviosa. It's Leviosa.
No wonder she doesn't have any friends.
Isn't that how she says in the movie Leviosa?
Uh-huh.
Maybe he's saying Leviosa or something like that. I don't know.
He's saying it wrong, apparently, and being corrected.
Yeah, by Hermione Granger.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she's got no friends.
That's correct. Until later on.
Until 10 minutes down the line in that movie.
One day when Frederick was coming home, he saw through the window. So, like, their apartment's on the third floor. He's walking up to the building, right? He can see their window.
Yeah.
And he saw a large crystal chandelier that was all lit up. And he was like, oh, cool. Like, my wife, Suzanne, she had this installed to surprise me. Like, this is awesome. I love it. And he went into the apartment building and into the living room, and there was no chandelier.
A ghost chandelier?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Like, that's a new one.
Like a retro apartment. You know what I mean?
Like, he was seeing a retro apartment.
He was seeing, like, the original chandelier that had probably once hung in there.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, like, really weird, actually.
Yeah, that'd be so fucking creepy. Could you imagine if you're, like, walking up and that's you're, like
a time-traveling kind of thing happening.
My mom put a chandelier in there, and then you walk in, and you're like, oh, fuck, no, it's still this that fucking ceiling fan.
Yeah, that's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah. Creepy.
Yeah, that's... I don't like that. That's, like, time-traveling weirdo-ness.
That's just, like, ghosty chandelier.
The ghost chandelier.
Yeah.
It was there and then it wasn't.
And it wasn't. There's also the ghost of a little girl who said to be about 7 years old. And she was first seen, or at least first reported, by workmen in the 20th century. So the 1900s.
I don't know why my brain has to do that. Okay. Don't look at me like
that. It's fine. It's fine. In a book by author Stephen Birmingham called, quote, Life of the Dakota, a beautiful blonde child suddenly appeared in the corridor wearing high stockings, patent leather shoes with silver buckles, and a dress of yellow taffeta that seemed to come from another century. She was bouncing a red ball and said, "It's my birthday." And then she disappeared down the corridor.
That's odd.
That's weird.
That's too much.
And she's still seen to this day by residents, and she's smiling or she's waving from the lower floor windows when people are like walking by, and she's been known to greet guests, and her laughter can be heard throughout the hallways.
Okay, well, that's kind of sweet, actually. She's like, it's my birthday. Let's go to my birthday party.
Right, but I hope she didn't die on her birthday.
That's kind of really sad. It's like sweet and sad all the same. Like, she's a happy little girl ghost with her ball and just a good kid. She died and it was her birthday, probably.
Maybe.
But she's stuck on her birthday and she wants to tell everyone to come celebrate her. And then
it's my birthday.
She probably goes home and she's like, who the fuck are these people? Because they're not her parents and not her family. And aww, there's no birthday party,
Dad,
for her.
Stop. Stop, stop, stop.
There really are no presents and no cake.
There's no presents, no cake. So that's really sad. I don't know why you're doing that with your fucking serial killer white teeth.
I wish I knew what you were talking about. They really that white?
Yeah.
Like, I have a white skirt on, so yeah. I just held my skirt up to my...
Yeah, the skirt looks yellow compared to your teeth.
Oh, God, that's kind of cool.
Oh, God, it's creepy.
That's funny, because I had a dream last night I got veneers. Like, naughty kind of veneers. I was like, oh, that I like looked in the mirror. I'm like, oh, I need to get these redone. naughty from the challenge.
I know.
Yeah, her veneers are just a little too big for her mouth.
They're
a nice color. They complement her skin. They're good white. They're not too white, but they're good white. But yes, they're like too big for her mouth. And she was so cute before.
She didn't need veneers, just like you don't fucking need veneers.
I just had a dream. I did it.
Don't do it.
That little boy that I was talking about earlier in that one apartment, he's also been
Buster Brown.
Yes. He's also been seen like on a regular basis, and he too like runs throughout the hallways and stuff. So I don't know if he like plays with that little girl or if they're just both trapped there separately. I don't know.
Aww, so, I hope that they're friends.
I hope so too. The creepy ghost was also seen by a construction worker, and that's the one that's the dude with the kid head.
He has a kid head or just a kid face? Like he's okay. I need to picture this. Beetlejuice. Sorry. Back to Beetlejuice. Yes. Is he like the shrunken head man?
I don't know. It just
or says is he like he's... a full sized person? Full sized head. Head is normal sized for said body. And then his face is like just tiny on his head.
I don't know.
Or is it like he looks like a child?
I think it's just his face looks like a kid. Because they didn't say he has a creepy small head. They just said he's like a man with a boy's face.
With a baby face.
With the face of a boy. So the creepy ghost.
So he could have just been getting Botox.
And chemical peels up the ass.
Yeah.
So he was seen by a construction worker in the 1960s. And the construction worker and the rest of the crew were working next door to the Dakota. Although it was only the one guy who saw the ghost. But the rest of the crew said that they felt like they were being watched closely like the entire time that they were working over there.
Huh.
And
I don't like that. That
last feeling of like but not eyes least,
being on you.
Last but not least, I hate that feeling. And you like turn around and there's nothing there. You're like, what the fuck? I hate that.
I know.
One tenant named Wilbur Ross was taken to the basement by a freaked out porter. And he told Mr. Ross that a heavy snow shovel flew off the wall and almost hit him. And garbage was strewn all about the floor in the basement. And the porter told Mr. Ross that the bags had just like started moving on their own and the trash had just come out. And Mr. Ross is like, okay, cool. Like, you're full of shit. I totally don't believe you. How are you even drinking? Like, what the fuck? And then while he was down there still with the porter, a metal bar flew across the room and landed right at his feet. And he tried to pick up the bar, but it was too heavy for him to lift.
Oh, God. Because
it's a big ass fucking.
So that's a strong ghost that's moving that shit.
Yeah, that's a strong one.
That's a vengeful spirit. Yes. There we go. That's the supernatural term. A vengeful spirit.
Or a super strong ghost. I don't know. Do all ghosts that move stuff have to be vengeful? Can they be unvengeful?
I think on Supernatural, they all had to be vengeful if they were moving things.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I feel like that's how it was on Supernatural. Don't we live by the rules of Supernatural?
We do.
In this podcast land? You have one piece of hair that kind of looks like a ramen noodle.
So as I said in the beginning, it's really a super bummer that you can't go into the Dakota because it's private and there's like a dorm in there who won't let you in unless you're like going to see someone who lives there or you're going into work there. So super bummer.
Okay.
It's
so I sit
cool
on
building, and that's it. That's
one,
all I got.
I sit on six of one, half a dozen of the other on the going in there when it's a pub, it's not a public place and it's where people live because I don't. Like, yes, if I wanted to see it, I would want to see it. But also, like, if the roles were reversed and I live there, I would probably be irritated that people and ghost hunters, like, want to come see it. That's a cool building.
Yeah. I have pictures of it on my phone, too. I can show you.
That's a really pretty building.
Yeah, it's fucking cool as shit.
I want to live there.
Yeah.
What do you think?
In the smallest apartment, that's the size of my bathroom for $4.5 million. Sure.
I'm sure if it's a building that's that big and there's 67 apartments in it, that's not the size of your bathroom. I'm sure they're all pretty decently sized.
Well, if it's only 4.5 or $4.5 million, it can't be that big.
Well, it's not the penthouse. No. But I'm sure it's not the size of, and that's actually my bathroom. So it's actually not the size of my bathroom.
Whatever. It's not. You moved out. It's now my bathroom. Again, no one cares. Oh, here's a picture of it in color.
Oh, don't knock over my liquid death convicted melon.
Okay, I won't.
That's really pretty.
That's a cool building.
Okay, that's what I was going to say, though. How I've been watching the show One Tree Hill, mm-hmm. and I keep telling you, you should watch it. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
We've never seen it before. None of us. No one in our family.
And ooh, I feel like look, we missed out on wait, the- sorry. Here's a picture of it taken in the 1880s, where it is rural.
Rural.
You could see it's rural.
God,
we need to stop showing pictures to each other. Or me stop showing pictures
to you.
Yeah,
because you're making a bunch of obnoxious sounds flipping your computer around.
I am. When I could and have also just nobody can see.
Yeah, I could have just waited.
Yeah.
Anyway, the podcast that the chicks made. So I've been like once in a while, like listening to the podcast, like if I'm watching.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that the town that they filmed in, you know, it was their Tree Hill, whatever. It was actually Wilmington, either in one of the Carolinas or Virginia. But they were saying that, like, the upstairs of the one chick, Peyton, her bedroom was a set, but the downstairs of it, whenever they'd film, was in someone else's house, like one of the residents there, like in basically all the places, like the mall that they would be shooting in and stuff, was all like residential, like people like actually would go to the mall. And so a lot of like the townspeople would be
it's
like
a residential mall, like people, it's in someone's living room, like that guy that
no
sold
I
you
mean
the
not
drinks.
A set, like it's a commercial property, it's okay. Someone's
not like the guy that sold you the drinks and the Doritos.
Not the kid with the vending machine in his house.
No. It's a residential mall.
Actually, they weren't vending machines. It was like literal like gas station fridges with like the sliding doors.
That's a residential convenience store.
Yes. Anyway, no, nothing like that. Like they would have like a lot of the like people in the town would be like extras, or like they were in like real businesses and stuff filming, not just on different sets.
I think that's pretty common.
But they were saying that, like, it's got such a cult following that they keep telling people, like, if you're going to go on visits of the town, do not bug the people. And, like you can ask them if you can take a picture of their house. Oh, this was Peyton Sawyer's house on the show, you know, whatever. This was Moira's diner on the show, or Moira's cafe. But do not just, like, fucking insert yourself into the business. That's what they were like. It gets weird. We feel bad for the people that, like, there's people just, like, looking in their windows all the time.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like, you know, I think it would be cool to, you know, visit a place like the Dakota and see it. But also, like, that is where people have their private lives. So yeah,
for sure.
It would also be invasive, I think, for is sure, my point, sure. Basically.
Gotcha. Yeah. I totally agree. Anyway, that's it. That's all I have. I'm sure there's maybe some more other different stuff, but like those were the biggest ones. And I kept looking and looking and looking, and those were
creepy ghost.
Yeah. So obviously there's
that
just
poor
like,
little girl ghost. I'm gonna go celebrate her birthday with her one day.
So I'm that's sure they're just
I
like
will
a
have
few...
an apartment there once we blow up. You can come visit. You'll be able to see the inside.
Cool, thanks. I feel like it's just
maybe you'll even lay down like and have some ketchup coming out of your mouth where John Lennon died.
I hate ketchup.
It's the color of blood, though.
Barbecue sauce.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah, I feel like based on these occurrences that there's just a few ghosts that live there and they're just like seen on a regular basis.
It's kind of weird. It kind of sounds like the Stanley that, you know, not all these ghosts died there. We don't know where they came from. They're just there.
Mm-hmm. They're like,
I feel like that's kind of the case with a lot of like overly haunted places, though, where it's like they don't all have like a trace history.
Right. They're just there,
yeah.
But if it's like little kids or whatever, there probably would be no record of them like dying there or anything.
Well, that's really fucking sad to think about.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't see anything about it. And okay, like if nobody knows who they are, you would think that when I was researching it, they'd be like, oh, it's Amanda Baker and blah, 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 you know?
Right. We did the Sally house, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was like the reports of like, don't actually know if Sally was a real girl or not.
Yes, I do. I remember that for sure.
Yeah, I was just, I'm sorry. I couldn't remember if we actually did it or not.
You
because
did it, yeah.
I know, I've known that story for a long time, since our days of binge watching BuzzFeed Unsolved for a long time.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Me too.
Yeah, we haven't watched that in a long time. There's episodes we definitely haven't seen. But anyway.
Saturday night. Oh, wait, you have a life. Never mind. JK.
JK, LOL, smiley face. Yeah, I remember I learned about that from that from BuzzFeed.
That from that.
I learned about Sally House from BuzzFeed Unsolved, but it just made me think that there was like no trace record of her.
All right, well, we should stop.
We should. Okay, well, we're done. You can.
We're done.
You can follow us on Instagram at That's Disturbing Podcast. You can send us a Gmail, thatsdisturbingpodcast@gmail.com. If you have anything you want to hear, you can send us an email or you can send us a DM. We would really, 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 though, appreciate it if you are one of the people who listen to us on if a more regular basis, but you don't make your presence known to us. No, not Lindsay Squared with a Heather steak in the middle and Vienna in the center.
Toothpick, not a steak.
A toothpick. I was thinking like a giant, like wooden steak, like how Buffy has a wooden steak.
Heather's not going to be happy that she went from a toothpick to a steak.
She won't be. Sorry, Ditter.
Anyway,
Michelle Trachtenberg died.
Who?
Michelle Trachtenberg. She was Dawn, Buffy's little sister on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
The name sounds familiar, but
and
I never saw that.
She was on Gossip Girl, and she had her own. She had like her own show on Nickelodeon called Harriet the Spy when she was a kid.
Got none of those.
She had her own movie. You would remember the movie she was on Disney Channel because I used to make you watch it all the time. Ice Princess.
Oh, okay.
That's who she was. She was the main character on Ice Princess with Hayden Panettiere, the one from Nashville. Because I was talking about a steak and like how Buffy the Vampire Slayer had a steak.
Okay, ADD.
Yes. We want you to like us, give us a rating.
Not after that.
Tell us how you really feel.
People are like, Jesus, when do these girls shut up?
Tell us how you really feel. If you hate us, we're not That's Disturbing Podcast. we're the different show. We're the different show.
Yeah, we would love to get some feedback from some other people.
We're really trying to grow and build this and trying to put more effort into it, even though we don't have a lot of time. Well, we have time and we don't, but it's also like sometimes doesn't feel worth it if, you know, it feels worth it because we enjoy it. And right.
Just think we're recording for ourselves and putting it out for ourselves, but we don't listen to it after we've put it out because we've already talked about it, done it, and edited it. Except for I've been doing a lot of the editing. So I'm like, oh my God, Daphne, you have to go back and listen to this because it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I'm still going on the rumor that Game was Bill's babysitter.
Duh.
He confirmed that it wasn't true. I'm saying it is.
Yep, I'm going with it.
I think it happened.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it happened, yeah.
Definitely. I also think that they didn't think that Ed Gein was guilty of killing his brother that day because they needed him to babysit.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, fuck, he can't have done this because I need him to babysit tonight.
I know we said he lost his brother and then he found him really quickly, like once he was dead. But he's our babysitter and he's really the only trustworthy guy in town. So...
He's the only trustworthy babysitter in town, even though he's a grave robber. But that's
and
cool.
And a killer twice over.
Three times.
Maybe three times.
Which does make him a serial killer, actually.
Ooh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, point.
But I wonder if he actually killed his brother for his brother dead in fire.
No, they said he didn't have any fucking evidence of fire.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
He had basically been beaten in the head.
His brother didn't get grilled.
His brother did not get grilled. They said that he had died from like head injuries and he had fucking signs of the fire touching him.
I think something fell from the sky and probably hit him because I think Ed Gein was the most trustworthy babysitter in town.
100%. Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, yes, you can give us a like, a follow, a rating. All those things would be so much appreciated because it would be pretty cool if we were on here being like, oh, try Liquid IV. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.